After all this, you still...
I still want that gas, yes. And you had better deliver.
I recently was watching a video. I think it was by like Internet Historian. I don't know too much about that YouTube channel, but I see like a couple of videos every now and then. It's like showing people just hopping into random Zoom calls because they forgot to make it like not public.
Oh yeah, and that's a weird fucking like feature. Like, why would you ever have openly public
a Zoom call? Yeah, like why would you want a conference call to be open to the internet? Like, why? I feel
so
like
you can have a good time.
I feel like by default they should all be
that, like, we had that. It was called Omegle.
Omegle, right. Yo, that's true.
Oh my gosh.
Well, can't sleep on Omegle.
Well, on that note, welcome back to the Greenhouse, dear listeners. Low-key episode today. Please welcome back for their third appearance, which means I owe you a challenge coin now. John.
I will gladly accept that coin.
What does that even mean?
I have this running gag that isn't really a gag because it's not funny, but that every three time guest on the podcast get the challenge coin. So it would be like in the Greenhouse Club or something like that, but I ripped that off from Chapo.
So you gotta get the coin and like give out a free NFT.
I mean, I might go to like a local trophy shop, you know what I mean? And it's just like, wow, ever since the school league stopped, you're our first customer in months or
something. True.
Get everyone those little Mardi Gras coins, I don't know. But and it's also sick. Making their first appearance. Don't count out Ethan.
Hello. I'm coming for those coins now that I know about them.
Yeah. Two more appearances, you're in the club. You know, before we begin today's episode, I just wanted to take the time to pay my respects to John Madden, RIP John Madden. Never played the games, but I know, you know, the fellows used to play those a lot.
Yep.
I never played Madden. I was gay, and I played The Legend of Zelda. Nintendo's biggest piece of representation for twinks, femboys, and trunks.
Mm. Is that the two different sexualities, Legend of Zelda and Madden?
Pretty much. There are two genders, Madden 17 and
Madden and Nintendo. Those are the two genders. That's it.
Oh shit. Well, I played Nintendo.
Oh well, there you go, Ethan.
Oh, there you go.
I always knew something was different about me.
Mm.
Did it give you a sense of pride?
Always.
I play Nintendo, so I guess Pride Month is my month now.
But you play Madden 2 as well.
That's true. That's fair. Actually, I never actually owned a Nintendo console. I'm gonna be honest with you.
You borrow.
So he's one just day. he's bi then.
That's fair. There you go. That is accurate.
Both
yeah.
Sides like Chanel.
I see both sides. I see on both sides like Chanel. Yeah.
So yeah, there's not really much of an agenda for today's episode, aside from maybe, you know, it's just some reflections on the year and what a walk through hell it's been for everyone.
Mm.
But before, actually, no, to get us on the right mindset for walking through hell, you guys catch that new Zach Fox album? It's been a while since it came out.
Absolutely. I loved it.
I was like at one of my friend's houses at the time that you sent me the link for it. And just the cover art for it.
It's so good.
It's just like,
my dumbass thought it was a plate of shrooms.
That's literally what I thought too. Like, unironically, that's what I thought. And I looked up and I was like, those are...
It's like eating chicken wings, but it's like...
Chicken wings.
But it's like he ate them to the bone, dude.
Hey, man. That's the right way to eat wings.
And you're smoking a cigarette with your toes. Like, what else can you do?
Right, hey, right.
So that's the one critique I have over this album, man. You can't be putting feet on the album covers. That's
I think you
come
can.
On, man. People will pay so much money for that.
Oh, that's true.
You just
that's
wasted.
That's the one.
You just wasted
like
it.
An actual physical copy.
Mm, fair.
When's the vinyl dropping?
I actually don't know. Should probably look that up. But I absolutely would get the vinyl.
I absolutely would too. Oh my god,
Adi, what's your top three songs
on this album alone? Mind your business, get off my dick, and shut the fuck up talking to me.
I love get off my dick. That's such a good one. I think my top one by far is Bane. I don't know why I love that, but I like the. I also love the goofier songs like "Boy, I'm on your ass." That's so, that one's so fucking funny to me.
Yeah.
Since I wasn't ready, because I was at work, just doing like clerical work at the time, and Mexico came on, and it's just the one about his friend coming like, "Hey, I'm here. What's up? I'm gonna fuck you up." I'm like, "Okay, sure."
One thing you're not going to do is wait for Mexico to get ignorant, because when Mexico gets white people, you don't want that for sure.
True.
I mean, compared to like the rest of the Zach Fox body of work that you're familiar with, you know, how does this album stack up?
I feel like compared to the other bodies of work, I was actually very surprised about how, I mean, don't get me wrong, this album is like really fucking goofy. But I was very surprised at how not goofy it was. Like,
Bane was serious.
Bane was like an actual, Bane was like an actual song. And then like the first I've ever heard of him was "Jesus Is the One," which was amazing, but also just super goofy. And "Square Up," you know, was just a meme song all through and through. And then like now I like hit shuffle, and then we go to this album, and it's like actual, like he's like taking it seriously. Which is like a nice surprise, but at the same time, I do love Zach Fox at his goofiest. So,
you see, I'm uncultured, and this was definitely the first one that I've ever heard from him.
Oh, so you got dropped in blind?
Yes, 100%. And when I saw like the cover album, or the album cover, and everything like that, I was like, okay, so this is gonna be some like SoundCloud rapper or anything like that. But then again, I realized like, no, actually, a lot of people are just putting like the weirdest shit on their albums.
Which I think is a good thing, man. I like weird album covers. That's just a personal choice. Just throw it all out, man. Why not? Go for it.
Put your feet on there.
Put your foot on the album cover and put your foot up in it. You get what I'm saying?
Put your foot all up in it, dude. I'm waiting for like the first album cover with like a dick pic on it. That'd be awesome. Can't wait.
You know there's one that's just like...
Again, Lorde had her whole coochie out for the album art this
year. She did, dude. She did. And that's not a problem. Like, do your shit, dude.
But like,
you know?
fellas, when are we going to step up?
That's true. I want to see ass. I want to see man ass on an album cover. When is that going to happen?
I want to see a chode.
Out for Rambe.
I want a chode. I want to see a fucking veiny-ass chode.
A veiny-ass chode, fully erect.
On the album art. Just Italian sausage. You get what I'm saying? Italian
sausage. Oh yeah, man, I get it. I'm here for it. Adi, we got your favorite songs. What's your take in comparison with his other works?
I really wanted to see how he would do with an actual album, because like I think there was that double set of singles he dropped, which was IH2YLN and then Marinate, and those two went off, but those are just two singles. You can't really judge an artist off of that, but it's his usual like Zach Fox talking out of pocket, just hilarious ass track, but you know the beat also slaps and his flow is good. But then like with this, it's still modern rap in that like the tracks are short. There's really only like 6 or 7 tracks on an album now. But each one was like punchy, fast, and to the point. I love the production on it. I like the coherence of it in that, you know, Zach Fox is this guy you don't mess with. But at the same time, like his strength comes from how little of a fuck he gives.
Yes, dude. I was just about to say that. Like the fact that he just does not care at all and he just does exactly what the fuck he wants is awesome.
Even in interviews, you know what I mean? It's not like this kind of like braggadocious personality or this kind of like desire to be intimidating. It's just like, I have no respect for like these norms and shit. Let's just fucking like wild out about it. That's the kind of energy I want to put out in the world. That's the kind of energy I want to put in my life. You get what I'm saying?
I agree. Yeah.
You just got to start in on anytime now when you want to introduce someone, you got to drop it like the Mexico track. This is my boy.
Oh my god,
that's such a good. That's I forgot about that track. Actually, it's so good. Just,
even the interlude was hard. Even the interlude was hard.
Oh man,
you don't get better than this. And I mean, you know, after a year of shit albums from Drake.
Okay, wait. I have a really interesting take, and I might get crucified for this.
Go on, because I didn't listen to it. I'm just talking out my ass.
Okay, so I listened to both Drake and Kanye's albums. And
who was better of the two?
Well, I hated both of them. I'm not really a big Kanye guy. And Drake is Drake, so not really a big Drake guy either. But then I saw, like, I don't know what happened. I was on YouTube and I watched like this video about this. This is some random dude like breaking down Drake's album. And I was sitting there like, I don't care. Like I don't. But I gave the video an honest chance. And I was like, okay.
It wasn't Anthony Fantano, was it?
No. It wasn't Anthony Fantano. I know who Fantano is.
It really
is,
was some random dude. Okay.
It really was some random guy. And I was like, okay. Well, you know, he really liked it. I was like, let me give this album another chance with this in mind. And I listened to Drake's album all the way through, and I actually like it. I actually do. There's some parts that are just too Drakey, which are just like, eh, not really. But I'm not gonna lie, I still don't.
Worse than Views from the Six.
Views from the Six was I can't judge that just because Views from the Six was like that's when like college really started popping off for me. So,
but it was a shit album. I feel like with
no, all yeah, it wasn't
going
it,
on
it,
in my life.
That's the problem. Like it wasn't
or Passion
great.
Passion Fruit was, or which one was it? Where like it was the his dad on the album? I forgot.
Oh shit! Yeah, I forgot which one that was. I know what you're talking about though. Like I don't know. Views from the Six. Like I don't know. Like it's Views from the Six. I don't think it's like good in terms of like quality. I think it's great in terms of like nostalgia. Like just because like so much like Views from the Six reminds me of like training in CMI. You know, summer of. You know, whatever that summer was.
Oh,
know?
And just so, everyone's playing like top 40 rap while like we're, you know, doing whatever activity or like.
Exactly. Like Controller. Every time I hear Controller, I'll always just smile. I don't care about that song at all. But just the nostalgia from it alone is just great. So.
But that's the thing is like it was an album full of trash and then just like a couple gems like Controller. And even then, Controller doesn't bop. It's just the beat that gets me.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's a pretty fair assessment. Notes. I don't know. So, like, you know, if I'm going to compare it to that, I'm going to always give it from Views to the Six, even though I will gladly admit that my opinion is probably wrong. But just that nostalgia is just going to keep it going for me.
Okay, your challenge coin is under review. Noted.
Oh, wait.
I guess to round it out, the thing is like, I've tried to listen to more music this year and I got into like prog rock and like blues and like a ton of shit. But I think this most recent chunk of the year, I've just been like stuck listening to the normal shit I listen to, which is like, you know, The Weeknd, Frank Ocean, you know, the types like,
oh bro, you gay.
Yeah. Depression gay. Yeah. I will say, I think, okay. I did want to ask what has been your top album of the year. If you have one that came out this year, what would you say? And if not, just what's an album that you're really feeling in this moment? So I was going to start with Leon Bridges' Gold Digger Sound. I just bought the album on a whim because he was featuring on this one song called Texas Sun. And I was like, okay, his vocals were great on that track. They were good enough to justify me like trying his album raw. And it was a great ass
album.
That's
awesome.
It was a great ass album. It had a lot of like that 70s soul feeling, but with like the modern advances of lo-fi production.
Okay.
So it has
that's a really
very
good
nice,
analysis.
Yeah, it has a very nice feel to it. I'll send you guys the album for sure.
Please. Yeah, that's awesome. If I had to pick an album, I'm like scrolling through right now. I know which one I'm going to pick. But I want to be interesting, you know. And I feel like my answer is not very interesting.
2021 wrapped.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. Pick one out if you have to. All
right, I'm gonna be boring. I'm gonna pick J. Cole's album, The Offseason. I feel like that's a boring answer because I'm a huge J. Cole stan.
Even after all this time.
Even after all this time, man. You know, even with that shit with No Name, I still love J. Cole. I don't know. Like that, I think the album was great. I loved everything about it. Pretty much every song is great, in my opinion. I loved how it's not like, I feel like J. Cole, like he tells a lot of cool stories, but it's never the same shit, if that makes sense.
Can I say there's something very controversial?
Oh God. Okay.
I feel like J. Cole is what Drake thinks he is.
True. That's literally, no. Yeah. I 1000% agree with that. That's like the safest opinion you can have.
I feel like J. Cole's fallen off a little bit, but like, you know, the start of his career, fantastic, unparalleled. I think it aged well. Some of his newer stuff, I don't know how well it's going to age.
Ah, I hate that you say that, but I think I agree. Just I love him so much. I do. I'm going to defend J. Cole on this one, but I'll give you your props.
Because all people who like say they're J. Cole fans, the minute someone pops in with, I think J. Cole shit, they fold. And you at least, you know, you had
like, I would never say J. Cole is shit now. Like that, I feel like that's too far. But I mean, like, I do understand how people can say he's fallen off. Like, he's just not as big as he was. I think he's still widely respected, but I don't think he's his same height. Although I do, like, in my opinion, his last album was his second best piece of art I've ever heard, in my opinion.
I think it's just his older style of music isn't as profitable anymore, even though I still think it's good.
Yeah, I mean,
he's taking the direction the studio wants, which is unfortunate, but we've commented on this before.
Well, I mean, it's his record label though, right? He owns Dreamville.
But, oh, so now he's really looking at the market now. Oh, that's a
depressing. Yeah, I guess so. That's depressing. No, but I think you're right in terms of his older music just not being very, very profitable anymore. Like, I feel like J. Cole has, his whole thing is just being that relatable rapper. You know, his like wet dreams, making a song about how like he's scared to perform in bed with some girl. You know, like he just makes really like relatable music, and I feel like that's just not very profitable anymore. I don't see a lot of rappers or a lot of artists really doing that specifically with like super big commercially successful hip hop, you know? So I completely understand that.
So you're going to hate me for my favorites. That's why I don't have as much to say about this current stuff. At the beginning of the year, it was the OK Orchestra by AJR. And then about halfway through the year, I started... We're gonna count soundtracks from movies as albums, right?
I'll allow it
because I definitely just listened to the Vivo soundtrack on repeat for about several months, and currently here at the end of the year, I've just been listening to the Encanto soundtrack for the rest of the year. So,
you know, at the very least, you didn't say In the Heights, and I gotta give you credit for that.
Oh, yeah.
Quick question. We've all seen Shang-Chi, right?
I haven't, but I'm okay with spoilers.
Oh, no, I'm not gonna spoil it. I was gonna say, have you guys heard the Shang-Chi album?
They made it out like the way they made it with like a Black Panther album.
Yes, and it's so good. Also, the Black Panther album is chef's kiss amazing.
Oh, the Black Panther album was good. Like, I did talk about that on the Marvel episode. Like, it was actually good. I thought it was gonna be a cash grab, but it was pretty decent. Oh,
yeah, it was amazing.
That was good.
But the Shang-Chi album. Shang-Chi album is very good, and I like that. I like the direction they went. How it's just tons of representation. You know, it's a very Asian movie, so almost all the artists, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure there are some that are not, but pretty much all the artists are Asian, very popular Asian artists, and it's great. It's awesome.
Did they get my man Anderson Paak on it?
They did.
Okay, I'm in.
That's all you need.
I'll check
That's
it all out. You need. If Anderson Paak is on it, I'll check it out.
Yeah. And speaking of Anderson .Paak, there was also Silk Sonic. I forgot the name of the album that they just dropped. Anderson .Paak
and Evening with Silk Sonic, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. How'd you think of that one? What'd you think?
It was everything I needed it to be. I think, you know, a lot of people may be like kind of skeptical of like, why does everything have to return to retro? But I think there's a return to like artists kind of wearing their, or at least I like it. I don't know if there is a return, but I like when an artist wears their influence on their sleeve and then executes the work right, which is why like I'm a fan of The Weeknd, even though I know you that you didn't like The Weeknd, but he wears his Michael influence on his sleeve. So like when he's like, oh my God, is he trying to be the next Michael Jackson? You know what? I don't hate it for him. I think it's a good look on him. And I think that's the same thing with An Evening with Silk Sonic is like, you know, Bruno Mars has been going that more retro style and he's trying to like bring back these retro hits. Is he doing it cynically or does he like it? You know, I don't like when people get that like deep into it, but I think he does it well. I think he wears it well. And I think like what they did on this album, which was make entertaining music, was what I wanted.
Okay. And that makes sense. Like that's the kind of the difference between like, I guess being quote unquote fake fan as opposed to like being someone who actually cares, just like how much you're willing to admit, you know, where your inspiration comes from.
Yeah, yeah, and I think like, you know, there's a difference between like plagiarism and homage, and I think like, you know, this kind of album is like is the right kind of homage. It's the right way to show, you know, your respect for the art form.
That's awesome. I did not think that deep into it. The first thing I thought was when I first heard what was the song? I think Leave the Door Open. Yeah. The first thing I thought when I heard that was the memes that I saw about Anderson .Paak, like, or about Bruno Mars saying he'd catch a grenade for you, and now he's mad because he's smoking alone.
Well, again, like, you know, he really tried to fit that like Cali pop. I'm not sure what to call it, like that kind of like 2013 Starbucks vibe.
Yeah,
it was not a look on him, and then like he started fitting this, and I'm like, see. Now I understand what he's going for. I get like what his angle is now. He's like inspired by this kind of older style of music and he likes the kind of themes in R&B of like sensuousness, romance, and like deep physical attraction. That works right. Well for him as an artistic medium. So, you know, I see his artistic vision in this context now. But when he was trying to do like 'cause you're beautiful just the way you are, I mean, it was hokey in like a post-Bush, pre-Obama type of way. I don't care for anymore.
That's fair. I think that's fair. I don't care for that kind of music anymore either. I feel like it did not age well. But I don't know. That's just me. That's my personal opinion. But I'm also like, I'm definitely not one of those people that like care that much about like retro or older music, if that makes sense. Like, I know it sounds weird, but like a lot of people are like, oh, you know, whenever they look at like
you don't have a retro artist or like an older band or anything.
Not one that I care about that much. Like okay. you talk, you know, when you're in the discussion about like hip hop or rap, people always love to bring up the 90s, you know, the greats, the great artists of that time. Like, oh, that's the golden era or whatever the fuck. I don't know. In my opinion, it's like in my personal opinion, it's like I'm definitely one for like newer music, you know, the newer, you know, forms of art, that kind of stuff. Just because, okay. I can tell you why. I just don't care too much for the older generations, even though you got to respect them. But I just, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think you should be stuck on like just a single artist or anything like that, though. So I always hate it when everyone's like, oh, what's your like favorite artist? And I'm like, I don't know, let me look at my search history. And then I go to my search history and it's like, ooh, Outback Yodeling. Oh, Disney songs. Oh, hard rock.
Ooh, Mongolian throat singing.
Like,
let's go, boys.
I have like a metal version of I'll Make a Man Out of You from Mulan. Like, I don't have.
I think I know exactly which version you're talking about, and that's sick. No, I know what you're talking about.
I'll send it to the group chat so you can hear it, Adi. But it is, it's, yeah, like, that's something like I would definitely like just go to the gym and pump like that in my ears. Just this beefy guy just screaming about how he's gonna make me a man. Oh wait, hold on.
This is the boys' episode, so we got to be a little gay.
I need to have like a gay alarm. That just sounds
a gay alarm.
I don't even know what it would sound like, but just like every time like there's something,
it sounds like femboys whispering.
A little sus, a little fruity, a little just.
You can just get some sound bites from Queer Eye.
Well, Just Jonathan Van Ness shrieking. That no, I would get sued. I would get the fucking.
Oh,
I would get
sued. 100%.
Because I already don't like the Fab Five. I may have said something on the show yet, or I haven't, but I'm pretty sure like they would you know say something about me like being gross.
Yeah. Insta sued.
I mean, no, it's true because like I don't scrub behind the back of my ears. I'm nasty like that. But
what?
Yeah, that's a little. That's a little sus.
That is a little sus. So yeah, I'm not beating the being a little foodie allegations this year. No, it's suspicious, boy. But it's like I don't know. It was just one of those things where it's like I never caught any dirt behind my ears, and then I just like, why does everyone keep saying that?
Wait, you were being serious?
I mean, of course I'll do it, but like I just like I never like noticed that much dirt behind my ears or anything. Never realized until I saw someone who never scrubbed. I'm like, oh, that's okay. I see what's going on here.
I don't think I've ever had dirt. It's just kind of like just sweat,
and sweat, kinda... dry skin, just you know. Ear cheese.
Yeah, as I say, that's I think that's the big one. It's just like
fromage doré, or however they say it. I don't...
You can smell your ears. So you got a problem.
Oh, absolutely.
That's really that's why. And
if your ears can smell, then you've got a solution.
Yeah, you're smelling loud, man.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, this was our grossest segment of the year. We're you know
just guys being guys.
Just guys being dudes, just dudes being guys.
We'll just talk about all the cheeses our body can make.
Right. And you know what? It's a free show. Fuck you.
you
chose to listen to this.
That's true.
You can always stop. I don't recommend it.
I mean, but don't stop. Because please, this podcast please, is really great.
Stop.
But
yeah, I was gonna say it's gonna get please, better.
Please play this episode the entire way, and then if the platform you're listening to has a rating feature, please hit that 5 stars.
5 stars, and we'll convince Ethan to clean out his dick cheese.
We will get a Patreon exclusive.
Whoa!
We'll get a Patreon.
I've been saving that up all year.
Damn, the pandemic. What the? Yeah, everyone's trying to start a new business in the pandemic. It's like, yeah, I was making cheese. Huh?
That's funny.
Oh my god. You think the guy who like started circumcision in America, like he had a vision of us saying what we did, and that prompted him on that crazy mission.
Man, why is circumcision like so big in America? I'd never understood
it,
that.
It's some weird Protestant thing. I forgot which denomination started it, but the same like push behind.
I know it is a Jewish thing.
No, well, yeah, it has like a you know clear like
the Judeo Christian,
yep,
Judeo Christian stuff, and then in Islam as well, but. I think it was just the reality of like no one had the ability to wash their dick back in the day. So it was like, okay, just get rid of the foreskin. You solve the problem preemptively. But then,
dude, that's so wild.
But it's like, we have running water now. At least, you know, God willing, in the foreseeable future, we'll still have running water.
That's the thing is like, I am circumcised, but. Fucking, it's I can't imagine that takes like more than 2 seconds to just be like, yep, here we go, clean.
I don't get that, man. Imagine just instead of just telling your child to just pull back the skin and wash, you gotta snip
there
it
is
off.
A condition called phimosis where like your foreskin can be fused to your dick, in which case they do have to circumcise you.
Isn't it supposed to be on your dick anyway?
Well, you know, more in the sense that you can't pull it back. Like you can't like that that
like
shotgun
closes.
Is cocked. You get what I'm saying? Like you can't cock it back.
That's wild.
See, that would be terrifying.
That would be horrifying.
Yeah, so in that case, circumcision is medically like mandated at a point, but like I don't know, for most guys, just you know,
because like there's nerve endings in there too. Like you're actually losing stuff like that, and it's just because our fathers were like, well, I got
you
it.
You look like can't... me, goddamn. Yeah.
That is literally what happened to me. My dad, I was like, why am I circumcised? Well, I was, so all right, yeah. Cool, man. Awesome.
Just leaving your dickhead to be like permanently like.
That's my thing. Like even element? Like here's my question. Like even if it is a religious thing, right? like, why not just wait until, like, if you really want to get circumcised, just wait till you're older. Like, I know that sounds kind of wild, but, like, literally wait until you're old enough to understand the religious significance. Like, why are we circumcising babies?
I'm not going to lie. If I'm going to be circumcised in my life, I'd prefer it to be as a child.
No, 100%. Same. Same.
No, right? You know what they would do is, like, they would apply, like, that stupid localized anesthetic cream on your dick, and, like, they wouldn't, like, blindfold you even. They wouldn't even.
They wouldn't blind. You're just looking down. He's coming at you with the scissors.
No, they would just, like, cock your head down for the blood flow, and then just, like, you just see them snipping it with, like, fucking.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
But, I mean, that is a thing, though. Like, I know a kid who 100% got circumcised, like he was still like in middle school or like you, like it doesn't have to happen to babies. And then, like, if it really has that religious significance, like, just do it when you're older, you know, like
Moses.
I'd rather have like consent before someone removes a part of my body. But that's just me.
I want just the tip of your dick.
I'm eternally cut it off to my father, you know what I mean? Like, he was very vocally anti-circumcision, and I have him to thank every day of my life.
Every day.
You know,
pour one out for your dad. Wait.
You know, you got to reevaluate some of these things in life. Like, you know, everyone has problems with their family, right? But it's the little things that
your dad let you keep your dick, man. That's awesome.
You know what? My dad was like, "Why would I circumcise him?" And it's like, you know what? He's not perfect.
Right, this man's
but spitting. He did the right thing for me, and I gotta respect that. I gotta be grateful.
Every time I look at my dick, I think of my dad.
Really, really, like that's the thing. Like being to be a little, like, you know, mentally adjusted properly, you have to, you know, think of your dad when you're hard.
Wait.
Trust me, I'm a doctor.
Where's Obata?
Yeah, I was gonna say we don't have our doctor.
Right.
We should probably do, like, you know what I have an idea for next year?
What's up?
Let's get the three of us and Obata on an episode, and we just ask him, like, the worst medical advice we found on the internet.
Oh,
we
just, like, hell yeah.
Like, I get so it. Good. Like, he's only in med school, so, like, he can't, qualify any of this, and I'll give the warning. But, like, I'll just ask him shit like, hey, like, does drinking Mountain Dew act as a contraceptive?
If I butt chug a gallon of milk, will I get stronger?
Does taking bleach prevent my risk of getting coronavirus?
Yeah, man, just inject it straight into you.
The president said that one, so you know
that's true. See, I did a bleach enema. I
did a mental disorder.
I did a bleach enema. Does that mean I'm, you know, perfectly fine from COVID? Are we good?
Now, if I fuck this model, I
mean, you got to do it once a
bleach
month.
On my t-shirt. Why did he say that? Why does Kanye West have all these horrible ass lines?
It's Kanye.
Like, man. I'm still like traumatized back by on Monster. I think he was like, "Fuck your pussy, bitch. I ride my own dick." I was just like,
okay, that's good. No, fuck you, Adi. That is a great line. I love that. Unironically, I love that.
Oh my god, I lost my mind trying to think of the logistics.
What do you mean? It's very simple. I don't understand.
It's because you're too busy thinking of your dad.
Oh, true.
There we go.
Yeah. So speaking of the past year, Adi, you want to do like a year recap?
Let's try to do a year recap.
What happened this year? I'm just assuming this was 2020 part two.
Also, like, it was 2020 part two in a way, and also like, it was just a weird. It was weird from the jump, right? Because you have all the nonsense from 2020, like, spilling into the start of the year, right?
True.
You have all the election shit, and you have, like, the fucking fight over the recount or whatever nonsense that was, that I guess mentally wasn't good for anyone, because then it kind of, for all of us, like,
you think?
For all of us psychos who, like, watch cable news or, like, pay attention to any of this nonsense, right? We're seeing, like, this item from November carry on into the new year, and we're just like, oh, fuck, what's going on? And then, like, you have January 6th happen. So for me personally, the year started off on the wrong fucking foot. It just started off wrong. Like as the one thing I have to look forward to at the start of every year is like, happy birthday, Adi. And it's like, oh my
god. Yeah, I forgot. Like, Jen, your birthday.
Liberal 9/11 is on my birthday now. It's great.
Oh, that's wild, man.
So I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking about having a Stop the Steal themed birthday.
Do it, man. I'm going. If you do it, I'm going. 100%. I'm gonna get a Viking helmet. I'm gonna go on eBay and find a podium.
Yeah, get the podium and just like break it through the front door. That's what we're
about. That's the plan, dude. My only worry is like your white friends, you know, like I feel like this is it's pretty telling if they show up. You know what I mean? Well,
no, but here's the thing, like all the white friends, fine.
But even if it is a joke, you still have to explain the fact that you showed up to a Stop the Steal birthday party. Well, you know what I mean?
The thing is, like, okay, if it's really that much of a problem, like we're not taking pictures. You know what I mean? Like I don't. Okay. What am I 15? I don't need to like take pictures of like a stupid party I was at and put on Facebook and incriminate myself for underage drinking. You know what I mean?
That's fair.
You know, like I just like we can just have the party and then like it just happened. There's no pictures of it. That's one way to do it. But I mean, the other thing too is like, you know, weren't there like all these dumbass like Halloween costumes of like every time like a lib will like do a shitty Trump costume or they'll like take some like pun from like a news headline. I think there was that one lady who was like ivermectin and she was just like a white box that said ivermectin. It's, I mean, you know, in terms of like what this party would be, it's the same amount of cringe than it is.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
And I mean, and all there really is in life is cringe. What you do with the gift of life is you either stay in fear of being cringe or you just accept the reality that every waking moment of your life is cringe.
You know, sometimes you just gotta cringe, man. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, exactly. Like what? It's like you're trying to deny your humanity or your the fact that like you're a living being. You know, you're gonna.
I am cringe.
Therefore I cringe.
Exactly. I cringe. Therefore I am.
Ooh, good. It's even better.
Is that the new title for the episode?
That's
the dude. Therefore I am.
Okay, so after Liberal 9/11, what happened? So.
Well, the
I feel like this whole Texas year is a blur.
Texas ice storm.
Oh, you're right. God, Ted Cruz dipping out, trying to, and then blaming his daughters on him leaving is just
that's
awesome.
Some bum shit. That's some real.
That's so good, man. The leadership of Texas, you gotta love them.
Let's
was
think
it
what
the Suez Canal thing happened.
The Suez Canal.
Oh my God, I forgot about that too.
At the start of the, around that time too, or.
Well, that was when the boat got stuck, right?
Yeah, I think it was, I want to say...
Was it March?
March. It was March, yeah. And the funniest thing is that ship actually, I think, went through the canal recently again.
And got stuck again, right?
I don't know about that, but...
Oh, that would have been so good.
Just imagine you have the chance to make one of the biggest memes in history. The second time you go through, you get stuck.
Was it the same
that's
captain?
So funny.
Was it the same captain going through the second time?
That's a great...
I can't imagine that captain kept their job. I just can't.
No, and it's like, you know, if you think about the conditions working in shipping, you know what I mean? Like, you're this guy stuck working on a boat. You were, like, pulled from the merchant navy in, like, the Philippines or India. You're stuck working on a shipping vessel. The pay's dog shit. You don't even have, like, a SIM card for your phone. And like you're just like, I just need this, like, you know, this haul to get over. I can get on the next boat back home and I'll be home in like 13 months and maybe my family's still alive when I get home. And then you just hear like
damn, that
thumping,
is dark.
You hear thumping and cracking, and then like you're just this dumbass boat you're on just like runs into the ground and you see like a guy in a single like bulldozer trying to like haul you out. Not even like the big one, like the fucking like Bobcat. They get a guy with a forklift.
Yeah, I mean, do you see how big that boat is? Like, what else are you gonna do? Like, literally, what's the?
This is another W for certified forklift operators.
By it is.
This podcast is pro forklift operator.
Yeah, you gotta love the forklift.
Unconditionally and uncritically support forklift operators. I will take full no. Okay, I can't do that. I wanted to say I would fully take responsibility for anything a forklift operator does, but
ooh, no, don't say that. Don't say that.
Legally actionable. that is not even possible. It's just a reckless desire I have in this moment that I will not act on.
So what else?
What other nonsense happened this year?
So that was March, right?
Well, if we want to skip around a little bit, I know.
That's the thing. Like, I don't know about how everyone else's depression worked this year, but like, I have a gap in my memory from like March to the summer. The summer was a big gap for me, and then like I felt like I got back into my consciousness like by August, I want to say.
I don't even remember. You're right. I don't remember
August again. And then like, I probably came back to life in like September, October. Like,
wait a second.
If I put out a podcast,
I can't forget the summer. That's when I proposed.
Dog.
Wait a second.
Wait
a minute. So yeah, that's a thing that happened. You know, that's pretty cool, pretty nice.
You proposed to your partner of 6 years or so now.
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah, man. Popped off.
Congratulations from all of us at the greenhouse.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hopefully, you know, she doesn't hear that you had that lapse in memory, which is okay.
Hopefully, she doesn't know that you forgot about her.
I mean, you know,
I feel like forget is a strong word. You know, forget.
This is all assuming anyone listens to this.
You have listeners.
I got like two of y'all. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in.
You're welcome.
Problem is, one of them's John's fiance.
Hopefully not. I'll tell her to skip this one. Even though I know she's going to listen to this one because it's all of us.
It's just guy talk.
Yeah, it's just guy. It's locker room talk.
Just, we just talked about our dicks for about an hour.
Wait, that's not even a joke, Ethan.
I know. That's an admission of guilt.
There were the labor protests, but I feel like that's much later in the year.
Yeah, like
that's like again, all I'm remembering is like November, December. Like,
yeah, literally.
That's the difference between Spotify and me is that Spotify tracks your data across the internet and then wraps it up in a nice bow to make you think you have good taste. Mm. And I just go through life raw and forget everything.
That's true. You know, no protection.
It's going
no
protection. Raw dog in life.
Raw dog in life. Don't even remember. Like,
actually, life's been raw dogging us. But
yeah, I was about to say, it's the other way around.
How long did we have to prep for this episode, too? And we just.
Wait, you're right. We had so much time.
Yeah, but let's be honest. We're all trash at planning anything.
That's fair. That's fair. Who plans?
In December, they got disembodied human brain cells that started learning how to play Pong.
I'm sorry, what?
Faster than an AI, even. Yeah, no, it's...
Send me the link. Send me the link right now.
Right, I want to see the Carfax.
All right, here is... The article facts. Oh, yeah, I can just throw it in here right now. This one's just from IGN. It's probably not too reputable, but...
IGN, okay. You know what? IGN is a reputable source. I gotta give him that.
Fair enough. But yeah, no, they pretty much just...
International Gaming Network. Let's go, boys.
Let's go. Poggers.
And they filed it under the Pong section.
Like, this is just a crazy intro, too. It's just like, they explain that they've grown a group of human neurons into organoid mini-brains, a process also being used to attach Neanderthal brain cells to crab robots and placed on micro-electrode interfaces. Like, we're trying to get Terminator up in here, right? Like,
you know, I'm all cool with that, bro. Fuck you.
I'm just like, damn, y'all can do all this, but then can't figure out climate change.
Oh, yeah, it's funny.
We did fail the annual check or whatever on that too, so that's nice.
I know that they say the technology doesn't exist, but it's like, okay, you guys clearly can like figure out a way to pull carbon dioxide from the air and turn it into like. Mechanical pencil filling, you know what I mean?
Like,
there's got to be a way.
That'd cost too much.
But what about the profit motive, Adi?
Yeah, I mean, that's true, because like oil still makes money, you know what I'm saying? I think that
You know what's happened this year? Apparently there was the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, The Weeknd performed at the Super Bowl.
Completely forgot about that.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a gap in this fucking year. Like, let's actually, you know, we're gonna miss. I'm fully prepared to accept. Like, we're gonna miss the contours of the events of this year. and let's just try to talk about how we try to survive, because that's what's going to make more sense. So
awesome.
That big gap between like the fucking spring and like the summer, it's like it's an empty space in my brain right now.
Okay. Same.
This has been a year like punctuated by empty spaces in my memory.
Yeah, like because like it's weird because like during that time it's like I was doing so much, but it none of it was like it didn't give me enough dopamine for me to actually remember it. Like I was working, I was like working out, I was like I was planning for my you know starting my master's. Because I started my
COVID
master's
vaccines in the fall.
The COVID vaccines came out. Wait, did they?
I thought so
was that was this year.
That was this year?
Yeah, I think so. It was right at the beginning, I think.
That's wild.
It started rolling out, I think, around like March, right? Because I got vaccinated in like May and June.
I got mine in April, which is probably why I'm sick now. That immunity probably just wore off. And I didn't get the boosters yet, which is just so stupid.
That booster is no joke, folks. You got to get it.
Yeah. Is the booster turning the frogs gay?
Yeah. Oh, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, we gay. Keep scrolling.
Keep scrolling. Yep.
We need more people to play Nintendo with anyway.
Exactly, man.
Bring right. in frogs.
Oh, my God.
No, but in terms of actually like surviving the mental health crisis that was this year, I learned a couple things. I learned that raw dogging my ADHD is a bad thing. So I started doing like counseling and therapy, which was just it was just wildly helpful. Cannot stress therapy enough. I know men will do anything before they go to therapy, so hurry up and do anything and then go to therapy because that shit is helpful. So that's definitely one thing that I really like took seriously this year, my own mental health. The company I've been working at was supposed to be getting benefits, but because of that shitty ADHD, I just kept missing the deadline to fill out the paperwork.
Honestly, I eventually isn't it fucked up you have to fill it out by a deadline anyways?
Yeah, I don't see why that's a thing. Like, why not just like throw me in there? Like, I don't know.
They already have your information anyways. It's all like your fucking name and like your social security and your billing number.
Yeah, they have. That's all on file.
Privacy is fake at this point. Just fucking
absolutely. Yeah, literally. Absolutely. Like, there's no way you're keeping my data safe in the first place. But, I got on the insurance, which kicks in a couple days, and I will soon go find my sister's specialist because she eventually got re-diagnosed, which is a thing you have to do apparently. And now she's on medications, and she's like productive now. You know what I mean? Like, she's not like, oh, I can focus. Like, she's actually like doing shit.
You got
shit,
them good
awesome.
Medical grade stimulants now.
Man, I know, man. That this the ADHD is not a joke, but so yeah, that's kind of what I've been going for right now. That's how I've been kind of surviving. Just kind of focusing on my own mental health, taking breaks. Because like the last half of this year, I was just doing way too fucking much. I was doing like school full time. I was doing work full time. I was like applying to fan companies. I was like planning a wedding. I was like, and then still somehow trying to juggle a social life. And like, I understand other people are probably doing more, but like, it was just a pain in my ass. So
but that's the thing, John. It's like you did do a lot, but like, I don't know what it is about like the way we go through a day to day or like. If it's like something wrong with the zeitgeist or whatever it is, like people do a lot in a given year. And then when it's like time to like sit back and reflect on it, except for like the kind of person who's prone to be a little insane about this, like you can't even reflect on what you did. You can't even be like,
there's not enough time to reflect. It's like,
it's almost like this, like, enforced humility of a kind. Like I don't know if that's the right way to describe it or however you should like process it, but it's this kind of sense of like you can't even view anything you did as a positive accomplishment. That's kind of in your like the back of your head. It's like, yeah, I did X, Y, and Z, and I'm happy that I got through it. and it's gonna, you know, get me through to the next thing. I don't know what it is.
No, I completely agree with you. I feel like people need to spend more time. I don't know how to say this without sounding like a selfish asshole, but people need to take more time celebrating themselves. You know, like, we gotta like sit down and like really think about like where you came from, where you're going. Like, really sit down and be like, wow, Adi, I did, you know, Adi, I did a good job, you know, this year. You know, I did a lot of shit. Thanks, Adi. You know, you just like that self talk, I guess.
Or just any kind of like ritualistic reflection. Not even like if it's like, oh, you feel like weird about focusing on the self. Because I have like hangups about, oh, am I being too selfish if I like look at myself in a certain reflective capacity. But I think there needs to be like these kind of shared cultural rituals of like setting New Year's resolutions, you know, like looking back on everything you did in the year.
You know, that's fair. Last year, Althea got me doing like a vision board, which I think all vision boards, I know I'm probably gonna get a lot of people mad at me, but I think vision boards are just fucking silly. I do. I think they're just dumb.
I feel silly about it. I feel silly about it, to be honest.
You know, but I'm not gonna lie, it did hit different when you're talking about this ritualistic reflection, and I turn around and I see the vision board, I'm looking at it, I'm like, I got everything. I got just about everything done this year. You know, so like that, I mean, maybe it helps, you know, so maybe we can keep doing these ritualistic things. Like, maybe we have another podcast at the end of the year where we just talk about this, you know, the accomplishments we went through. I do more vision boards, New Year's resolutions, things like that. Maybe I keep doing that because, like, you know, it is kind of dumb, but it's fun and it helps. And it, you know, helps reinforce painting yourself in a more flexy, less humble, more positive light.
I think too, like, we're kind of in a system now that it's just normalized that every like day you're doing almost the same amount of stuff that somebody 40 years ago, there'd be two people doing that. And you go work 40 hours, you come back, you spend 2 hours cooking. If you want to go to the gym, that's another like hour or two out of the way. And by the time you get home, it's 9 o'clock and you got to go to bed because you got to get up at 6. And then,
so, or you become a night owl, and that actually like eats away at you.
Wait, yeah. y'all go to bed? Wait a second, I think I'm doing this wrong.
But that's the thing. I don't blame you for like being up, because like, what else do you do if you don't have control over your time? You eat out of your night.
Oh, and it's literally like psychologists are going in on that right now. Like, that's a thing where it's just you don't feel like you have control over your day, so you take control over your night.
Hmm.
And it's one of the things, we just don't have the time. So I think with a vision board too, like, especially if you have ADHD, depression, anxiety, stuff like that, just keeping like a mental list sometimes isn't enough. It's just, it's going to fly out of your head the second you think about it. So if you have some like visual thing that you can just like every once in a while be like, oh yeah, I wanted to get that done, and I do have some free time coming up, and then you can actually plan it out a little bit and keep it remembered and all that kind of stuff.
Also,
that's a good point.
I did want to temper this point with like a caveat of like, I also don't want it to come off as like anyone should have to justify or prove their productivity or their usefulness, because that's how it's manifested for me now that I've had a chance to kind of reflect on things in my life. That's probably been the biggest thing I've done this year, is like, I had a chance to look at my life through my own perspective for once, and kind of assess why I act in the way that I do, why I'm prone to certain patterns of thought and things like that.
And so, do you think you're being forced into being productive? Do you think that's what it is? We're like, cause like, I mean, obviously,
I have anxiety about doing enough, or, you know, having done everything I could have. Like, it's almost this idea of like, and it's this like thing that our culture pushes on us in a way, right? Of like, if you end up in a bad spot, or if you end up in a spot you don't want to be in, it's your fault that you ended up there, as opposed to just random chance. And of course, like, you know, if you're being nice to yourself and you understand with like, you know, what you know now, and just understanding the way the world works a little better, a lot more things are the result of random chance and how the world was set up before you were born. Then it is like your decisions alone that got you where you are. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That makes sense. So now that I realize things a little better, I still have these things of like, well, shouldn't I be doing this with my time? Shouldn't I be doing that with my time? I'm not doing enough of X, Y, and Z, or I'm doing too little of X, Y, and Z, blah, 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 blah. But that's my neurosis.
That's a really good point. I mean, like, even in terms of, like, am I being productive enough? Am I doing enough stuff? Like, even I'll sit around and I'll be like, when I'm not doing anything, even though I'm thinking, like, maybe I should be doing something, even if I have absolutely nothing to do, that thought is still in my head where it's like, I need to do something. I need to, you know, I need to do 12 other things before. And the funny part is that, like, that executive dysfunction is like, I need to do something, but I don't want to clean my kitchen. I need to do something, but I'm not going to do my laundry. You know, like, it's like stuff like that where it's like, I need to do like that, that the culture is pushing, like what you said earlier, it's like perfect, where it's like, yeah, there is a culture of productivity. Like, and it's not always like those annoying ass, like Instagram, you know, like, you know, grind every morning.
This one is Sigma grind set shit.
Right. Like, it's, I mean, that's definitely a part of it, but that's not exactly, you know, that's not all of what it is. It's, sometimes it's just like,
but there's this need to like justify your existence.
Exactly.
And that's what I, in my, you know, ask for like a ritual of accomplishment or like, you know, reflecting on your year. It shouldn't be like a ritual justification. It should be a ritual of self-assessment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like you shouldn't have to justify yourself for just taking space and just existing. Yeah. You know? And I wholeheartedly agree with that.
See, I've got, let's see, with depression, it's a little different because I'm like, oh, there's, I think this year alone, I've been like, I'm going to try and learn to play the ukulele. I'm going to learn a new language. I'm going to start painting my minis. I'm going to do this and that and this. And then the next day, I'm like, or I can sit in bed for like 6 hours and just play on my phone.
Oh no. Yeah, I mean, I've definitely had some unrealistic goals. Honestly, I don't even think they're unrealistic, especially with that language thing. Like, me and my, and half of my ADHD family was like, oh yeah, we're all gonna stick together and learn a language. We have even like started, and we like set that goal in like February. So I am completely there, Ethan, but I don't know.
I'm definitely like finding, I'm trying to find at least new ways to do it. Like, so, cause I work two jobs now on campus, and one of them is up moving, doing all that shit for like 4 or 5 hours at a time. And the other one is sitting at a desk and having like one or two people coming up to you in 4 hours to ask you dumb questions. And nice. I was like,
what's the dumbest question you've gotten asked?
Oh yeah. I was about to ask that. What's the dumbest question?
Oh, I had one guy come up. So our desk has like this little side area for like patrons and everything. It's got like stapler, tape, three-hole punch, and like a tray of paper that just has like a sign. Like, he walked up on that side, was standing in front of the paper and said, do you guys have any paper here? Like, and he's almost got like his nose in the paper. Like,
you should have just said no.
Well, I gotta keep that job. That one's the one that's more important.
I gotcha, gotcha.
But I sit there for like four. I've had days where I sit there for 4 hours and that's it. Like, and I'll do homework. I'll bring my laptop and play games and stuff. But now coming into the new year, I'm like, okay, 4 hours. I'm just gonna spend like maybe a half an hour or an hour and just like start learning language. And so it's not taking up my entire shift, and it's not, I'm going to sit here for 4 hours and do this. And it's also like, I don't have a distraction like I would at home. Like, I don't know about y'all, but if I try to do something at home, it's like, yeah, cool. I'm going to get on the computer, learn this language, and oh, that looks like a fun game.
Yep.
We're basically taking the pro time theft position.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, 100%. I'm very pro time theft. Don't tell my boss, but 100%.
Yeah, don't tell anyone's boss. Okay, if do,
we'll see. I mean, my boss watches me sit out there do nothing, so it's not time theft if you're just there to answer questions when people come up.
No, but Ethan, what language are you trying to learn?
Bangla.
Oh, really? That's sick.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn it so I can actually understand when I go over to Dream's place.
I thought about trying to learn, like,
there you go.
Yeah. I'm just gonna learn it one day, and I'm gonna find out that her mom actually hates me.
Yep.
No, but you know what? Every white guy with an ethnic girlfriend, like, you know what? Learn their language. Do it without them knowing.
See, but here's the thing, though, right? Because like, I've always wanted to learn Tagalog, right? And I've always wanted to learn that. But then, like, I tell Althea, I'm like, yo, okay, let's learn the language. Let's surprise your mom. It'll be a cool, like, Mother's Day gift. If we can start, like, a year early, we'll probably sound like idiots. But, you know, we'll be good enough for your mom to be, you know, yeah, proud or whatever.
There's a few phrases, even.
But Althea's so against that because she doesn't want to sound like a dumb American. Because, like, apparently that's, like, a thing where, like, super American Filipinos will, like, try to... I don't know exactly what the stereotype is. Maybe I'll bring it up to her and ask her. But apparently she doesn't want to sound like a fake fan, quote unquote, or like someone who like is just learning the language just to like get more views on a video or something. I don't know exactly what the stereotype is, but I don't know. I'm down to learn the language, but
basically performatively, like, you know, performing your culture as
a yeah, no, I said yeah, exactly. That's
generation, but then like
which is something Althea doesn't want to do.
Functionally American. That's the source of the anxiety. Like I've seen it in my community, you know.
And that's fair, but at the same time, so like, I guess learning Tagalog is kind of out of the question because I guess who would I practice it with aside from Althea's mom? And then the language I was really interested in learning was, what's the name of it? Oh my God, I'm blanking.
German.
No, it wasn't German. It's Esperanto.
Oh, what's that?
It's man, a
speak Nazi ass language. Let's go.
it's a cool language. It's an artificial language. So it's not like a real, like it's not tied to a nationality.
Yeah, it was this attempt to make a language that was universal, like by making a new language that's not tied to any nationality.
We do really need that, though.
But the thing is,
I mean, we do have one. It's just English.
But the guy who invented it ended up like being a Nazi or something. It's weird.
Or yeah, like, that's definitely enough, a problem.
It's, really weird. It's kind of
see, I just think like we should have like exactly what they're doing. It's like if at any point you go, this is the universal language, it's English. And everyone's going to go, fuck you. Why do you get to be the universal language?
That's where fair.
If you're just based off of like nothing, then everyone can start to learn it and you have like a language everyone can speak and it didn't stem from anywhere. Like, fuck, let's just have some kid be born in middle of the ocean where no laws apply, so he's not, you know, anywhere. He's just some random person that has no citizenship anywhere, and they make a language.
How do you make a language if you're by yourself, though?
With a lot of practice. A lot of time.
That's fair. I mean, I feel like the three of us should, like, do something like that. I don't know if, like, specifically if learning
we're
languages...
We're not even going to get started.
You know what? I would do it. Here's my thing. Here's my thing.
We're an hour into the recording. We haven't even like followed the outline at all.
That's fair. We have completely murdered this outline.
Hey, we talked about Zach Fox.
We also talked about our dicks. No, but if if we do like if we do decide to like learn a skill or learn a language or do something between the three of us, like I would 100% follow through. If I like know that other people are gonna take it just as seriously,
I see that. What if right, I don't know? What if the three of us became gym buddies? We just got jacked in fucking 2022.
I wish I could do that, but I think I was telling John about this. Like, I can't go to the gym with people. I am
it's okay. You're not going with people. You're going with me, buddy.
Also, don't you swim for like 8 hours at the gym or something? What's your swim situation look like?
I usually introduce swimming as a cool down. Because what I'll do is if I'm alone, I can do like a full workout in like out like sub hour. And what I'll do then is I'll just go to the pool and I'll do like all of my stretching in the pool, which I recommend if you have the option, because it just feels way better. And it really loosens up your muscles. And then I just like swim a few laps and then I'll go home it made the gym so much better. Like I would even get through like, you know, I hadn't been there in a few months and I'd go back for like that first one. And you know, like day two and three, you're going to feel like somebody hit you with a truck. But once you go into the pool, it's like a mid-sized sedan instead that's been running you over instead of a full on truck.
There you go. I mean, this sounds like a good fucking setup to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, go lift with your boys, you know, and like when there's two other guys, you can get spotted really well. You know what I mean?
True.
Yeah, I just
wouldn't it be great if like you're benching and then the one guy spotting you on the bar, the other bro's sitting on your lap. It would be great.
Sounds pretty hot.
The worst thing I've seen is like guys trying to spot each other for deadlifts. Like that's the most sus shit I've seen. like dude, that is the one lift you can't spot anyone for. And I've seen guys like, okay, I'm gonna get you.
That's funny.
I'm gonna get you, big fella.
You are the spotter for that. You just move. That's all.
How do you even
it was like literally a guy was like ass to dick to ass with the guy who was deadlifting.
And was he was spotting from behind too.
How do you spot? It's a deadlift. How else do you spot someone like that?
It's not even like the thing where like you grab like if you were like hugging him like with your stomach, or you were like hugging him and like grabbing his stomach, at least you're giving like his abs like, you know, something to brace against and he can like get some like, you know, leverage. So maybe like in that sense, yeah, it sounds gayer, but it has practical sense. No. This video I saw was him like helping him lift it, and that somehow looked worse than what I saw.
That's awesome. I love that.
I've seen tandem deadlifts where it's like you stand next to the guy and then like he grabs half the bar, you grab half the bar, and then you both lift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that.
I mean, that makes sense. This was something else.
Hey, yes, man.
My thought was like when you got someone who's doing bench press and it's like the guy is spotting definitely isn't going to be able to just pick this up. So I'm thinking like two people on the ends of the bar, but
there you go. I mean, that's the practical consideration. I was getting thirsty there.
It's the gym's a weird place to find people, to find really weird people.
Yeah. I have an idea though. What if instead of lifting together, we just ran, all of us?
Oh. Fuck that! I ain't running for shit.
John, you do realize you're talking to two big fellas right now, right?
Like, Midwest,
Ethan. Oaks. I am Large also Midwest a big fella. Town.
Yeah, but you're like tall, big, and like.
No, John, dear listener, John has a dump truck.
I do.
He got a waste management truck in them jeans.
I do. It's fat, bro. I'm telling you. He
got a Corgan oil tanker in them jeans.
You're just gonna be running around the track and it's just slapping against your legs.
Yeah, man, just clapping as I go. You just turn around, you just hear applause.
That's why he can't squat. His ass is already like fat enough. He doesn't need to keep doing it.
That's true.
I mean, it would be nice though if you're like following us around the track and it just sounds like a round of applause.
Right?
Oh fuck.
But we should do something, you know? I feel like the minority squad guys don't do shit together.
Yeah, it's because we already discussed this. We got a terrible planning things.
Okay, but now that we're all together here now, we can throw something out.
We are in the middle of a podcast trying to play.
Good point.
No, I think we should plan at least some kind of. Oh, you know what would be cool? Fucking learn how to fight or like a martial art or something.
That would be sick.
All right, who's got basement? We'll just. Start up a fight club.
Dude, all I want in life, like, I think, you know what? I'm going to manifest it, okay?
Do it.
Hold hands with me. I want a place with an unfinished basement. And me and the boys are in the basement.
We
put down, like, a shitty little TV there. And me and the boys are down there vaping and watching Jackass 3. That's all I want in life. Just an unfinished basement to chill with fellow large Midwest dumbasses. That's all I want for in life.
100% I'm down.
I mean, I would prefer it to be finished, but hey. I think I'd rather like it to be comfortable, but hey.
Me and my dump truck will be there.
You need a little bit of trauma bonding to like
see. Oh, that's fair. I can lay on the dumpy.
That's right. You gotta do it. We gotta do it for the podcast, man.
You gotta twerk some.
Do it for the vine.
We are gaslit in the greenhouse.
Twerk some for the greenhouse. Oh my god. Okay.
We gotta teach John how to twerk. That's what we gotta do.
Yo, I would make an OnlyFans. Oh my god, so fucking quick. Yo, I'm down. 100%. Workout, twerk out, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's exercise if you think about it.
So, that's true.
Audience, or Adi and I will be your manager for your OnlyFans, and we'll keep up with what's trending.
Yeah, John, when are you starting OnlyFans? When are you starting as OnlyFans?
You know what? Let's take class on how to twerk. That way, I have content for the OnlyFans. You know what I'm saying?
So I got Hobbit feet. I can add that to the mix too. I'm sure there's a demographic for that. Got large hairy feet.
You know what's funny? I'm getting married this year, right? Imagine the first, because like. It is funny, but apparently, like the first dance with like the significant other's parents or whatever. I don't know about weddings, but apparently that's a thing. Imagine, you guys have met Althea's mom, right? Very yeah. small. Imagine like I'm getting ready to dance with her mom at the wedding, and I just turn around and just full on start twerking on her.
Oh my god,
just that would be so just, good.
Just get like a Megan Thee Stallion routine.
Yo, exactly. Get some wild Megan Thee Stallion song going.
Me as the DJ, and then I'm just gonna play like the raunchiest shit. Like have a very religious service for the wedding, and then just at the reception, I'm about to play some like dance hall beats. You get what I'm saying? I'm about to play some raunchy shit. It's gonna be Houston, Atlanta, Vegas in one night. You get what I'm saying?
I'm ready, man.
I think that one song. It's like, women are dumb, and I don't respect that. Just get that playing for the first time. Just after you get married.
What song is this? What the
it's,
fuck?
It's Show Me Your Genitals by John LaJoie. Or I don't know if I'm saying that right, but...
It's like a meme song, though, right?
Oh, 100%. I hope so, at least. Otherwise, it just, you know.
No, I thought, John, we discussed this. You walk out to Marinate by Zach Fox.
Oh, that's, yeah, you're right. You're right. We did discuss this, and that is the plan. I don't think Althea knows it's the plan, but it's the plan.
You could introduce Althea with the Mexico song.
Oh, wait, that's perfect.
No, that would be perfect for her. Yeah.
That's actually perfect.
One thing we're not going to do is let Mexico get ignorant, because when Mexico... Okay, yeah, no, that makes sense. Okay.
This is about to be a lit wedding, dude.
This is about to be... Oh, my God. If you make me the MC at your wedding, this is going to be a nightmare. I'm just warning you.
I gotta get the groomsmen stuff ready.
Dude, get Althea that ready. Like a little... Okay, ask her what the dress, like what color she wants. Because if you don't have that,
we have the colors picked out already.
Okay, what are they gonna be?
That's a great question.
They're picking.
I think. Okay, so here's the problem. The problem is I forget who's wearing what. So I'm trying to think. I know there's like lavender. There might be some navy blue.
Okay.
I think the girls are wearing navy blue. Blue and the guys are wearing like lavender and white or some shit. I don't know.
Come out looking like Prince at your wedding. What the fuck?
I'm going to literally look like Prince at my wedding.
Get a Jerry curl for the wedding.
I have locks. What the fuck? I literally have locks. What am I gonna do with the Jerry curl?
You're gonna Prince rock it. Wedding. That's what you're gonna do. Like,
get the fucking like Dave Chappelle as Prince suit. You know what I'm saying? Get that one for the wedding.
Wait. Okay, that's not a bad idea. Oh, Althea would be horrified.
You have more reasons not to tell her to listen to this one.
You said what?
You have more reasons to tell her not to listen to this episode.
Yeah, yep, there you go. Although I feel like if I tell her not to listen to it, she's going to now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why you just say, like, you know, we just talked about our dicks for an hour. And then just leave it that. And then, you know, it doesn't sound too suspicious.
I wonder how many people followed me for like dumb political shit, and then they tune into this episode and they're like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck was this?
You gotta have a fun variety episode every once in a while, you know?
One second, Adi's like, yeah, man, this capitalism shit in it. The next second is, I gotta clean out my dick sheets.
Did I say? No, wait, Ethan said that. What the fuck? No,
nope,
I,
Adi, you
I
said it now. No, that was you.
No. What I said one thing that was embarrassing. I have a cringe count. Mine was like, you got to be hard and think about your dad. That's what I said. I did not say anything about dick cheese.
I said something about scrubbing about behind my cheese. Ears. Yeah.
I said ear cheese. And I, for the record, I do scrub for ear cheese. I was in the zone.
Well, like was it good? Absolutely not. Listeners can go back and figure out who said dick cheese. I think it was John, personally. But
do whatever you want. Point is, I'm not editing this. I said what I said. my career prospects are already in the toilet, so it's what it is. It's fine, guys. Like,
but what I said, I meant it.
You know what? At this point, might as well start the Patreon.
Do it.
Because, like, you know what my nightmare is? Is, like, I go to, like, a job interview one day, and they just, like, one guy pulls out his phone, and it's, like, an episode of the podcast.
Oh,
it's not
no.
Even, like, it's not even the funny shit. It's not even the good shit. It's not even the insightful shit. It's, like, that dumb shit about ear cheese. They play that in front of the interview. And then I'm like, oh, about that. And they're like, listen, it's inappropriate. We're not going to hire you, but the joke land is so bad, we have extra reason to not hire you.
We have different types of nightmares. Mine's like some guy comes around and steals my eyeballs as a prank.
No, but it's like, why different. As a prank?
Hey, I don't know. The guy is stealing my eyeballs.
This is next level.
I have time to ask.
These new YouTube pranks are getting out of hand, man.
It's just a prank, bro. It's just a prank.
It's just a prank.
And I'd
bro.
Get them back, and then he would find me again. Just be like, ha ha, got them. Fuck, not again.
Oh my god. Okay, let's do a bit of a lightning round with this one. If I can manage to pull up the outline, where the fuck is it?
I forgot we had an outline. I'll be honest with you.
You're fine.
Don't worry.
Fine.
I added dick talk to it, so it's now acceptable.
Awesome.
Okay. First question. What video game did you put the most hours into this year?
Overwatch. It's unfortunate, but it's Overwatch.
I was gonna say, mine's probably Apex, because I think I put around like 300 to 400 hours in it.
How do you play Apex? What's your main? Who do you play?
I'm a loot goblin, so Loba is where it's at.
Okay.
Also, she's dummy thick, and they're finally showing her some love with skins and emotes and all this stuff. Oh my goodness, they finally gave her like a drop emote. Oh,
you know, Ethan, this is how it starts. He's like the thick female video game character that I play as in my video game to be in kind of fruity pipeline.
See, oh, this isn't where it started for me. You know, back when you're watching like Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, you got all those just thick people.
I mean, Patrick had a dump truck, dude, like on SpongeBob. What the fuck was that about?
Yeah, all the moms were just sitting on cake all the time.
Oh my god!
All of the love interests were like thick goth chicks. And you're like, well,
Miss is incredible, man. Miss is incredible. That's all I gotta say.
You know what? I think that is the most effective MK Ultra CIA op that we were all subject to, and it's the one whose results I'm not even mad about. who like, you know what? Let's just come out and say it. Thick bitches save lives.
Oh yeah, that's where it's at. Because the alternative is, you know, you're having sex with someone and it sounds like you're hitting a skeleton from Minecraft.
We don't king shame here.
I didn't say anything. I'm just.
But I have a sickness for the thickness.
Oh, it's just too good. It's too real.
Okay, that section aside, I'm gonna.
I can't tell what's more wild, us or the outline.
Oh, I forgot to mention. My video game I put the most hours into, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. What does that tell you?
Gay.
What's some advice you wish you had going into this year?
Probably to remember more shit. Honestly, like, I mean, just like we said before, there's just gaps all over the place. Like, I'm like, yeah, I worked this summer. I think I had a vacation. And now I'm here.
Advice that I really wish I had is to just like take it easy, you know? Stop doing so much shit. Like a lot of the stuff I did, like I didn't have to do. Like I was just like, I just felt like I needed to do something. And I don't regret any of it. Like let me just start by saying that. I don't regret. Like, my first year of school, or graduate school, went great. Better than I thought it would. You know, and I had a lot of opportunities and whatever. But like, I feel like in terms of like my social aptitude and my own mental health, it probably would have benefited me a lot to just kind of slow down and to just not do whatever the fuck I thought I was going to do or needed to do. So just kind of focus on myself, do nothing, calm down, relax, are definitely some piece of advice that I really wish I had.
I also have, you definitely, like, I'm 24 now. You don't need to have everything figured out. And I wish I would, because I went back to school last year and changed majors halfway through this last semester. And had I was thinking about it for a while, but had I actually just like, oh, let's make the switch, I probably could have saved myself like an extra $2,000-$3,000 on classes that I didn't actually need to take anymore. Like, it's okay if you're pushing it up there in the late 20s and you still haven't figured everything out.
Solid advice from both of you, and I echo like all of it. I'd say one more lesson to take is, you know, you got to stop being afraid of people. You have to, you know, either get with the fact that you got to, you know, get over your social anxiety. You got to start getting ready to like talk to people. You got to start getting ready to like be in awkward situations. And you know what? Pain is good. Growth is good. And also that, you know, you got to let other people's expectations of you go. You got to let it go. Because I've held on to that sense of like, oh my God, people have had such like hard expectations of me, blah, 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 blah. And it gave me a lot of grief. But I think where I'm kind of at now is like, I want to be ready to say for myself what it is I want out of my own life. And I'm still trying to figure some of that out. But like you said, Ethan, you know, there's a lot of time to figure it out. And like you said, John, you know, I'm not going to run myself ragged trying to figure it out. Just vibing is okay.
Yeah, because it's one way or the other. You're either going to, you know, you still got, you know, another 70, 80, 90 if you're lucky, unlucky, however you want to look at it. Or scientists are right, world's going to end in 20 years anyway, and it's not going to matter.
Or we all get our shit together and we try to work on this collectively. I'm so, you know what? I don't know if it's worth being optimistic or pessimistic, but, you know, if we...
Just be there.
I mean, at the end of the day, even if you're not able to fix this moment, you should at least bear witness to it.
Yeah, learn. just learn from it, really.
Let's see.
It's been a crazy year, though.
Indeed. Let's see what the final question I had in here was. The next question I had is, what's the biggest lesson you've taken away from this year? What do you want to do to make next year better? It's kind of the same as the last question I asked, but I don't know. My resolution for 2022 is to apply more Zach Fox mindset.
Nice. If I had to say what I would do to make 2022 better, I'm going to just say the raw dog it, you know, just like straight up zero expectations. Don't get my hopes high, but at the same time, don't like go around expecting the worst. I saw a tweet the other day that was saying that what was the tweet? It said like, no one is saying that 2022 is our year because they're scared. I'm like, that's not great, but like, yeah, like be cautious, be careful. While also setting like attainable, realistic goals for yourself, because you never know what happens. It could be great. It could be terrifying. You never know. So
that's my motto. That's definitely been pushing harder these last 2 years. Is hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
That's a good mindset to have.
It's like you're not fully in just like a glass half empty all the time. You're hoping for good things to come, but you're not getting blindsided whenever something terrible happens to you.
Right.
And that's exactly it, because like, you know, what's kind of gotten me about the moment we're living in is like those old markers of success and productivity and, you know, having your shit together, they don't exist like they used to, first and foremost, but I don't even know if they were even sustainable goals to have to begin with. And
what goals specifically are you talking about?
I mean, I'm kind of talking about like how hard it is for folks to move out of their parents' place, how hard it is to like get married at younger ages or like buy a home or what, all that stuff, right? And it's just the reality of the situation is we are in harder times. And I think there's a very bourgeois tendency because that's, I grew up middle class and I, you know, internalized a lot of that stuff. So like blame yourself for shit growing wrong in your life because you didn't work hard enough or you didn't take all the right opportunities or whatever it was. And even if that is true, you know, you're still entitled to a certain level of dignity in all ways. And that's what I'm saying is like, you know, just understand that we are in strange times.
Yeah. And it's always fun too when you get those people that were like, "Ah, I went to college. I had a minimum wage job. I supported four kids and I bought a house." And nowadays you're like, "I went to college. I got two minimum wage jobs. I had two whole meals this week."
Well, and that's exactly what it is. Like, but that's the thing is like, you know, it's not right that you're in those situations, but then you shouldn't whip yourself. You know what I mean? You shouldn't like self-flagellate for the failure of this system. You know what? You were promised a meritocratic system and the meritocracy doesn't work. Now whose fault is it? It's definitely not yours.
It's just rough and it's just getting rougher.
But you know what? That only means you got to give yourself more grace. And I think that's the second point is like, you know, one of the Zach Fox mindset, but two, just
be nice to yourself.
Give yourself grace. Give others grace too.
It's 2022 is just got to be a year of self-healing. Self-work.
And I think, you know what? I think a lot of us started that work this year, or at least I know I did. And I'm happy to keep it going with, you know, fellows like you who want to be supportive and want to be mindful of what's coming next. So, you know.
That's why I'm happy the whole support your fellow kings movement's really kicking up. But it's nice, though, because it, like, I mean, I'm sure you've all gone through it, like just going from elementary to college and out into your adult lives. I mean, when I was in grade school, I mean, you cried a little bit or you liked Disney movies or something like that. And you're a bitch or you're weak or anything like that. And now it's just like, yo, boys, you want to go watch Encanto tonight?
Let's go jam out. Soft boy shit. We are on the soft boy shit 2022.
Hey, soft boys, gang, gang.
Soft boys, femboys.
Femboy hooters.
Femboy hooters in 2022. Let's make it happen.
Yo, we got to make that happen. Wasn't there like a petition or something?
I mean, there's that one Twitch stream that's goth IHOP right now.
There's a
goth IHOP?
I think that's what it is. Shout out to them if that's what I
field trip.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a thing. They're just like in their kitchen or whatever, but yeah, no, it's just a whole bunch of chicks like gothed up and making pancakes.
Oh, but they're women though, that's the problem.
Well, I'm just saying that's the female version of what we're gonna do, you know.
Gotcha.
Goth boy hooters. I'm at the Burger King with my Burger Queen. Oh, God. Okay, but in all fairness, you know what? I am glad that we had a chance to do a goofier episode. Said many things in and out of pocket. You know, I needed a break from the serious stuff. So thank you both for coming on. I'm going to move to, you know, closing out. So anything you guys want to plug or any closing thoughts you want to finish on?
No, I think ending it with Femboy Hooters is kind of ideal for me.
Yeah, so I don't have any plugs, so I'm good with Femboy Hooters. That's I want to plug Femboy Hooters, actually. That's,
there you go.
2022, it's coming soon, hopefully, to a location near you.
Hard.
Oh, I want to say, fuck COVID. All my homies hate COVID.
Man, am I going to continue this in 2022? Let's figure this out.
Do it.
I'm having some thoughts now. Okay. Well, for now, the show is Greenhouse Gaslighting. I'm your host, Adi. Thanks again, dear listener, for tuning in. You can find all the links to our social media in the description below, along with links to any articles or probably just the one article we mentioned in the episode. And as always, you know, feel free to DM us or email us with any concerns, comments, or suggestions you may have. You can follow the show on Twitter at @podgreenhouse, and you can follow me at Fibonacci Sniper. And if you can give us a little gift before the end of the year, please, please drop us that 5-star and a review on Apple Podcasts. It does something for the algorithm. It makes us hot. It makes us sexy.
Mm.
Makes me feel like a man.
Only or, way you know we're gonna what? Get femboy hooters.
I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this, man. I know. I've just been talking out my ass this whole episode.
Support your local femboys.
Support your local femboys. Support your local podcaster. You know, support unions.
Support unions. Yes.
Detroit style pizza over everything. What else? True. What else can we close out on?
Go get vaccinated.
Yeah. All that shit. Okay. That's it for us. Bye.